suite Compostellana by Federico Mompou, recorded specially for Radio 3 by the first ever guitarist to be selected for our new generation artist scheme, Sean Sheba. It was introduced by Clemency Burton-Hill, and she'll be back on Sunday week, the 4th of August, at 5 o'clock with performances by the Signum Quartet and the young New York-based violinist Elena Uriosti. And don't forget that if you want to find out more about the NGA scheme generally, do search Radio 3 New Generation Artists on the Radio 3 website, and you'll find a wealth of material there, including photos, videos and information about all the current artists.
Over on BBC Radio 4.
The principal value is personal liberty. Freedom of dressing as you like, enjoying a glass of beer in a hot summer day.
As Turkey looks east and embraces its Ottoman heritage, Alan Little examines the tension behind the recent unrest.
Erdogan has asserted the supremacy of his own religiously inspired ideology, but it has collided with the voice of an emerging global middle class.
There are lots of people who are really concerned about their personal rights.
Turkey, the new Ottomans, over on BBC Radio 4 this Tuesday morning at 9.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now we start our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2013 WOMAD Festival. In 8 hours of live broadcasting over the weekend, our world music presenting team of Lucy Duran, Lopa Kotari, Marianne Kennedy and Fiona Talkington will be bringing us live sets and recorded highlights from the festival site at Chelten Park in Wiltshire. So let's go over now to our mobile studio in the Radio 3 WOMAD compound, where ready and waiting to start off WOMAD Live 2013 is Lopa Kotari.
James, thank you very much. Well, what a fantastic and dramatic start to WOMAD this year. As we sat outside Molly's Bar, basking in the late afternoon sun, we were treated to an amazing display of aeronautical precision. In a blaze of shiny vermilion, the red arrows streaked across the sky, trailing a plume of red, white and blue. And as the colours disappeared into the blue sky, a wonderful old propeller plane slowly made its way across, tipping its wings to us. Just magical. And here in the Arboretum, a similar display of magic. A group of trees here have burst into a bloom of cotton wool, turning part of the grounds into a surreal winter wonderland. Welcome indeed to WOMAD 2013. We've got some real legends of music on the programme tonight, from Lee Scratch Perry and Max Romeo to Shane Cooty and Louisiana's Cajun King Steve Riley. But right now, Marianne Kennedy is on stage in front of a crowd who are just dying to be heard, and a band that I challenge you, Marianne, to describe. Marianne, over to you.
Thanks very much, and you are absolutely right. You can hear the audience here. The true stars of the evening out before me here at the Radio 3 stage, of course, with our wonderful audience who are here for the final set of tonight on what's been a fantastic first day on the Radio 3 stage. But they are going to make room for some very special guests here. And you're right, I've met these guys a few times now, and they kind of defy description. Is it techno folk? Is it trash punk? It's Croatian, but there's at least two Scots in there. So I think basically what it is a fantastic, fun time party band and a great way to get WOMAD Live going on Radio 3. Would you please welcome Zycopox?
We'll be right back. Michael. Do you want to dance? Yeah, let's dance.
Thank you.
Now we are going to perform our only slow song.
Thank you.
Croatian ethno-punk, attitude fast, trashy and fun, the Zykopops, here on BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD, kicking up a bit of a riot. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 and we're coming to you live from WOMAD all this weekend. If you want to see what we're getting up to, see some of the guys who've been playing here on our stage, we are live blogging, so visit us on our website, bbc.co.uk, and look at the WOMAD page. Or if you want to tell us what you're doing, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3 and the hashtag is WOMAD13. Well, someone who's just walked into the studio here backstage and looking cool as ever is a man who carries the mantle of Afrobeat. He is, of course, Seyon Kuti, a musical warrior. Seyon, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, nice for having me.
I tell you, Seyon, watching you play, that we've got this screen here in the studio, you look as though it's still something that you really love to do.
Well, you know, I've been playing on stage since I was 8, you know. It's 22 years now. You know, and I still feel the adrenaline every time I'm about to go on stage, you know. I love music, I love to express myself, you know, and I feel I'm complete when I'm on stage, you know. Stage is where I'm at my most complete, you know, so I really enjoy myself out there.
Now, I called you a bit of a musical warrior. What is it that inspires you today?
Well, I'm about to have a kid. I'm 30, you know, and I think that's my biggest inspiration right now. The fact that my own child is coming into this world and we're still facing the things that his grandfather and his great-grandmother fought for. You know, these things are still happening, you know, so it's about 5 generations deep and we're still facing the same things, you know. So this is like, things have, when is it going to change? Is my son going to grow up or my daughter, you know, going to grow up and face the same thing, you know? Or this is what really, this is my, when I wake up today, this is what is driving me for the past 6 months, is my new, you know, that we have to step up. We have to step up the movement. We have to step up the music. We have to step up the consciousness.
And do you think that music is still the force to do it by?
For Africa, yes. There are so many factors, but I believe music has a primary role to play as well, because other than our politicians in Africa, I always say this, only the artists have a voice in Africa, you know. Other than our African politicians coming to Europe and spreading their propaganda, it's only artists that can speak, that get interviews. I'm sitting here right now, you know. So it's a shame if most of our artists, as they are doing today, are using that voice to talk about vanity, talk about, you know, selfish things, me, my, you know. I believe, you know, we should be the voice of the people, you know. Art has a major role to play in also shaping the consciousness of Africans, you know. It's a shame if African music is talking about champagne and cars and women and love, and these are things that only probably 3% of Africans experience, you know. So why do we sing for the minority? Because they have some money. We should give our voice to the majority. Music is for the majority.
Now, you carry this mantle of Afrobeat, and it's obviously a mantle that was handed to you by your father.
Yes.
The great Fela Kuti. If he was here today, what kind of conversation would you be having with him?
This is one of my, this is what I think about every day, you know. You know, it's hard to do ifs, you know. But as a kid, you know, he said so many things to me. And it's kind of hard, you know, it was kind of hard to understand them as children. You know, as children, me and my sister, we sit down, he's talking to us, you know, and you know, we're thinking, man, these ideas are too out there. You know, I was 9, 10, you know, and I'm like, what is this man talking about? My teacher said this, my teacher said that. Jesus Christ is good and African religion. Why is my father is so different, you know? But then you grow up and you read what they refuse to teach you in African schools, you know? Because in my country, we don't even have a subject called Nigerian history. We study history, a little bit of Nigerian and plenty of the West. You know, nobody truly knows who we are before the white men came. No research has been made to teach us and educate us and give us an identity. You know, we are told our identity is wrong. We're not even allowed to speak our languages in school. You know, so you see things like this, you know, I wonder, you know, now that I know more and I realize what my father was talking about as an adult, you know, it would have helped, you know, and have been lovely conversation.
So this song that we're going to hear that you played earlier on, African Smoke, is that a song that kind of brings a bit of balance back?
Well, for me, you know, African Smoke is a song that's going to be on my next album, actually. You know, today was the first time we're playing it live, you know. For me, African Smoke is a song that, you know, shows what is really going on in Africa. I believe, you know, it's not the violence. When I sing about African smoke, it's not even the violence. It's what the smoke represents for Africans. You know, you talk about industrial revolution in the West. We've not even gone through that in Africa. Children are still learning by the fire. You know, the smoke of the fire is what teaches them, you know. The smoke is what their mother cooks with. Poor people can't afford the gas. You know, the smokes feed them, the smoke teach them. When they bring violence, they still see the same smoke, you know. So these are the things that I think about, that I thought about when I was writing the song. And it was actually a poem as well from my godfather. He wrote a poem called African Smoke, and I coined the lyrics from that poem.
Shane Kuti, thank you very much.
You know, my pleasure.
Keep that smoke rising, things we burning up. Keep that smoke rising. Keep that smoke rising. Things we burning up. Keep that smoke. African smoke. Let the mother take the 52. African smoke. Cause she put it on firewood. So the smoke now that bring no light to see. Cause my mind is in poverty. So the smoke feed the kids, smoke feed the kids. Smoke now that destiny. Smoke from African fire. Feed the African world. Smoke from African fire. African wood, smoke from African fire, burning the African wood. Things we burning up, keep that smoke rising. Things we burning up, keep that smoke. I see the smoke rising from African souls. When the devil bring fire for African gold. I see the smoke rising, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fire, make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire, make the black man suffer.
burning now we hard, brother. Then no one see no fire, brother. If the burning now we hard, brother. Then no one see no fire, brother. If the burning on me eye, brother. Then no one see no fire, brother. If the burning on me eye, brother. Then no one see no fire, brother. If the burning on me soul, brother. Then no one see no fire, 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 brother. Then no go see that smoke till. See that African smoke till. Let me go see that smoke till. Let me go see that African smoke till. We'll be right back.
show the comfort.
Mr. Mixie.
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 Mr. Mixie. Mr. Big Thief, I'll tell you now. Mr. Big Thief is Nigeria's one and only former president, former head of state, former chief of army staff, former chief of defense staff, former petroleum minister, retired general, retired author, UN envoy, peacekeeper.
Only one person.
Chief Doctor General Olusegun Obasanjo, BA, MA, BSc, NSc, LLC, PhD, GCON, GCFR, CIA,
PDP,
PDP. Like it even if he go for jail, I pay him go pay. He not the shame to steal like it even. He go steal people future, come go show for tea. He not be like he's not the boy them they are. Everybody they respect the big team. The police they protect the country. The same police where some post and everything. So you go see them, they show them wrong. Go sit down, you go there.
Easy for me.
I company, Oga. You go sit down, you go there.
Easy for me.
We all know, say, for government has them just.
Easy for me.
With them different, different attitude. They go just.
Easy for me.
They go there. They go there. They go just. And the people don't get where to stay. The boss says we dance, Mr.
Big T. Now force says me that, Mr. Big T. But this is where they rule up for Africa be that. But this is where they rule up for Africa be that. But this sense of Mr. Big T. They become the chop, forget to belly fool. Forget batter, batter. That bushman, they don't chop the meat. Now they're ready to pass the ball. Like a bushman.
Mr. Big Thief, Sion Kuti in Egypt 80, playing on the open air stage here at WOMAD, a song that Sion wrote about Nigeria and its politicians, and is in his own hands, music still is a force to be reckoned with. Now, the world is indeed small when people from as far afield as Inner Mongolia and Poland meet and realise that they essentially speak the same language. Tonight, quite an extraordinary pairing is playing together on the stage in the Siam tent, Orna Chahar and Kroka. Lucy Duran is over there right now, soaking it all in. Lucy, they say that Orna sings like an absolute angel.
Well, she certainly produces a very ethereal sound. It's the sound of the Mongolian steppes where she grew up. She's from Inner Mongolia, which is in China. She learned to sing on the steppes with her mother when she was tending the animals as a child. Later on, she went to Shanghai to study music, and that's where she met Kroke, who come from Krakow in Poland. They're probably best known for their album East Meets East with Nigel Kennedy back in 2003. And they accompany her wonderfully. They consist of four musicians, the violinist also sings and whistles. There's an accordionist, there's a double bass, and there's percussion, and they're playing to a crowd of several thousands here in the Siam tent who are spellbound, as you can hear. So let's listen to the magical voice of Orna with Kroke. Thank you.
My wonderful friends and great musician, Kroke and Pijan Chimirani. So today I had a very short workshop and I was very surprised and very positive surprised because all the people come to the workshop can sing so good. So we learned together one song and they promised to me we will play, we will sing together here. So I start with them and then we join. You are ready?
Yes.
Perfect. Sandan korenge no no ya. Sandan jota moroto ito. Sandan kuringe no no ya. Sandan chota moro toi to. Samboda tiwi namita. Amor chirga hobo tuhoge. Kongone tigur kui. Thank you.
where Poland meets Inner Mongolia, Urna, Chahar and Kroko. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, and we're coming to you live from WOMAD all this weekend. 8 glorious hours of some of the best music around. Now, Marianne Kennedy's just popped her head into the studio here, and only a few hours ago she was in this very studio talking to two Jamaican legends, Lee Scratch Perry and Max Romeo. Marianne, did you get a chance to get a word in with these two guys?
Well, there was a lot being said. Speed is obviously a big thing for Jamaicans today. You know, Usain Bolt busy elsewhere in London tonight. But no, it was a real pleasure to be in the studio with Max Romeo and Lee Scratch Perry. Two guys who go right back to the very beginnings, of course, of reggae, who put their own stamp on it. And actually, watching the audience after the set and during it, but afterwards, it was like a spiritual experience for many of them, that having been able to watch the two of them and meet them afterwards.
And it's all now love rather than war with the two of them, because they did have a big falling out,
well,
didn't they?
Quite famously, yes, they did. They're back on stage. This isn't a one-off. They have shared a stage before. They were playing separate sets, but, you know, there is definitely a finding of the ways together going on.
And Max Romeo used to be called Rude Boy Max. Was he still Rude Boy Max Romeo?
The Rude Boy was quite the gentleman. He was just lovely, actually. Very laid back, and just obviously finds festivals like WOMAD quite a mutually inspiring thing to be doing, because he was saying that he just loves hearing reggae having found its way out into all these corners of the world, which you know, are embraced here at the festival. And yeah, I think they genuinely had a good time. And Lee was, well, as you know, we were making our way back to the studio here, you could hear these reggae rhythms on the different stages we were going past. And he was all for joining us on the BBC stage, actually, when Lucas Santana was playing earlier. And yeah, he would probably still be there.
So we're going to hear a couple of songs from Max Romeo.
Yes, and then you're going to hear the two gentlemen in action, and then another song from Lee Scratch Perry. And it was a pretty free-flowing set, you know, a lot of improvisation and lyrics that people will know very well. And some of that improvised element does contain quite strong language, but seriously, well worth meeting, well worth listening to.
So here's War in a Babylon.
Thank you. burning red hot, red hot. Worried about it, trying to run away. Who are you saying? Is it blue? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Worried about it, trying to run away. Thank you. Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron and chain. I'm gonna put on a send him to find. I'm gonna send him to outer to find. Well, Satan is an evilest man, but he can choke sin on a man. When I'm checking my lass in hand, and if he flips, I'm gonna put on an iron. And chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh, no. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilest man. I can choke sin on a man. When I'm shaking my lust in hand, and if I'm flipping, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh no, 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 no.
Well, at every WOMAD there are always special moments, and I have to say that tonight is one of them. I get to share the Radio 3 truck with two of the kings of reggae, and we just heard Max Romeo singing there, Chase the Devil. And Max, you were saying that it's a song that's so appropriate for singing now and singing here.
Yeah, it is. That's the brainchild of me and Lee Perry, so it's nice that we both sit here right now and discuss it, you know. Yeah, it's the anthem of Europe right now, Chase the Devil. You can tell by the way the people react when I sing it, you know. I just want to start the intro and they'll do the rest of the song, you know. This is good.
So not only do I have Max Romeo, but just as you mentioned there, Lee Scratch Perry beside you around the studio table. It's fantastic to have you here. And it's fantastic to have the two of you sitting side by side. You two go back, not as the granddaddies here that we see here, yeah, but to when you were young kids yourselves, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of love. And then for a long time there wasn't. So is the love back between you that you're sharing a stage again?
I tell myself I will never get old, I never grow cold. I tell myself I will never get sick, I will never get weak. I told myself I cannot die, and I told myself I cannot lie, and I told myself that I can fly, and I believe in Jesus Christ.
Max, what do you say?
Yeah, it was, mentally go far back, you know, way back from young days, you know. And it was fun when I really started recording with him. I mean, Scratch in front and behind him, he's a true producer. He's what you call a producer. The rest are producers. The artist and the musician is left in the studio all day to record, and later on they come and listen. Lee Perry's there with you to correct you if you're wrong.
Right. You know,
and so I have
and
my,
the character and you know, the punisher.
Right.
And I say, I'm the punisher. I believe in fire and I believe in ice. I believe that I am Emperor Selassie in reincarnation. And I believe in Marcus Garvey, 100%.
When I watched you coming off stage tonight, the audience that you met afterwards, the ones that you were happiest with, that you smiled with, that you were down on your knees with, were the little children.
Without the little children, we have no future. We look at children, then we have future. But the children are the future. We are the original, the children are the future. We teach the children follow us. We take the children to the top and the children take us to the top. We fight against the children fight against us. Then if the children fight against the family is doomed. And if the children love the family, then the family bloom.
We have a new song in the studio, straight off.
Then the family flying on a broom, straight into the moon. I say, I love you, mommy, and I love you, daddy. But if I did not love you, I would not say I do. But because I love you, I know I poo. Poo, poo, poo.
Is this what...
prophecy.
What you believe in and how you see yourself and how you see other people and how they relate to each other. Is that what makes you a good producer? What makes him a good producer?
I see myself copying God. Mm. If you don't copy God, then you're copying the devil. And who are copying the devil surely going to hell. As count to them, then call the rebels going to hell. And Buddy Wheeler, who is a never, going to hell. And all who don't love God, surely going to hell. God curse all them who don't believe in God. And God bless all them who believe in God. And without God, you all are dead. And with God, you are alive. And say, thank you, God, for making me glad. Thank you, God, for taking me out of the ragamuffin bag. Thank you, God, for taking me out of ragamuffin Bob. And thank you, God, for taking me out of ragamuffin Bunny Wheeler.
There is a lot of talk of heaven and hell
heaven.
On this stage tonight.
It
would grace any gospel meeting. Mm. You know, how do you feel, Max, when you see your music, the music that you too had so much a part of creating an identity for, it's run off everywhere, all around the world, to places and kinds of music that mm-hmm. no longer have that connection.
Well, it makes me feel good, you know, because actually we lead, we don't follow, you know.
And
we
don't follow.
What happened is that we always get the vibes to do constructive things. You know, and
we are on top.
Yeah, you know.
We don't follow Strege.
People really love roots and culture music, you know. Roots and culture is the heartbeat of the music. it teaches, you know, it tells stories that you can relate to, you know, and it's political, it's religious, it's everything in one, you know, it's actually call your attention to positive things. That's what roots and culture is. That's why I only do roots and culture, you know. It's hard for me to sit down and write anything else, you know. I have to write of what's happening around me, you know. I have fun doing that.
Mm. I was a big cigarette smoker. And the Spirit said to me, if you love your lungs, you would not smoke cigarette anymore. I used to love white rum. And the Spirit said, if you love your brain, they wouldn't drink white rum so much. So I repent. And with repentance, all things are possible. Without repentance, nothing is possible. So I used to be a lover of pork, lover of meat, lover of chicken. Now I repent and stop eating pork, stop eating meat, stop eating chicken, stop drinking white rum, and stop smoking cigarette, stop smoking even ganja, that I love so much.
Well, I think that probably has a great deal to do with why you were able to deliver, I have to say, at your
repentance
senior age, such a great set at such a big festival tonight. Lee Scratch Perry and Max Romeo, it's an honour to be sitting in the studio beside you. And we're going to play one of the highlights from your own set. Lee, here just now, we're going to play Curly Locks.
No problem.
I am a total destruction to Antichrist, to Antichrist. Curly locks, they're all before you. What's gonna be your choice? Curly locks. For you, I am Jesus Christ. I love you. I love you. I needed you. I needed you. I love you. Shining, shining, stars are shining, the moon is shining, no I do. If I didn't love you, I would not say I do, because I love you. Fit.
paka 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 paka. You know it's true that I love you. I'm loving you. You're loving me. Together we should be. Lucky run, run. Paka 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 paka. Jump for the time, jump for the time, jump in my mind, jump in my mind, jump for the time, jump for the time, jump in my mind, jump, 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 skip, 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 skip. And after you skip, dip and dip and dip and dip. And then you dip, dip and dip and dip and dip. And then you hip, 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 hip. And then you jump, jump. Curly locks. Your father is a book shop. Now mommy got a chop him up like that. Here's a wop, 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 wop. Curly locks. Too hard for you. I wish you, which you want, gonna be your choice. Make it dumb. Make it dumb. Clap your hands. Make it love and clap your hands. Clap your hands. Make it love and clap your hands. If you wanna jump, 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 but don't get drunk when you drink wine, and then you want to whine. Don't get drunk, don't get drunk. You better you bump and bump and bump and bump. After you bump and bump, you start to pump, 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 and pump, 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 pump. You hit your rump and hit your rump.
Lee Scratch Perry on the open air stage, dressed in psychedelic purple, gold, and a multitude of mirrors. He is a man with a distinctive style all of his own, singing his heart out and wooing the crowd. Curly Locks, a love song across the cultural divide. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3, coming to you live from Charlton Park in WOMAD. It's been an absolutely glorious day. The gods of music and the sun have been more than generous. No doubt tomorrow there'll be many folk here a tad redder than they were today, but still basking in the sounds of the world. Now, kicking things off for us at WOMAD this afternoon on the Radio 3 stage was this woman, Mavrika. She's based in London but hails from Greece, a country in economic crisis, but where music continues to be a voice that people want to hear. She specialises in rembetika, music of everyday lives and tales. That they might be old songs, but they have a timeless relevance. Fabulous stuff. Here's Mavrika with Mano Man, Street Life Real and Gritty.
Ah, mano, 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 mano
next song is about those wide boys again. And this time, they're complaining that the hash isn't good enough.
The manners are complaining. Mavrika gracing the Radio 3 stage this afternoon. Well, earlier today, Louisiana's King of the Accordion was at the Taste of the World, where artists cook and sing for our supper, so to speak. Steve Riley was acting as sous chef in the cooking up of a chicken fricassee Cajun style and treating a hungry audience with a song in between. So when he joined me in the truck shortly afterwards, I had to ask him what his music was all about. Was it the usual stuff? Love, drink and food?
There's a lot of songs about that because everybody loves that and needs some of that. But we play a lot of old traditional songs from musicians who have come before us, like the Balfour Brothers and Dennis McGee. You know, but it's all very much South Louisiana, all very much true to who we are and where we're from.
What's Mamou like? And whereabouts in Louisiana is it?
Mamou is a small town in south central Louisiana, about an hour north of Lafayette. It's where I grew up. I left there right out of high school, but I didn't go far. I ended up in Lafayette which is the big town in the center of Cajun community. And, you know, Mamou is known for its traditional Mardi Gras. The Mardi Gras tradition dates back to when we were in France, but years ago, the folks of my grandfather's generation in Mamou brought back the traditional run, and it's been going ever since, and other small towns have followed suit around Mamou. Fred's Lounge is one of the most famous bars, the most famous bar in town. They have a live radio broadcast, Cajun radio broadcast, every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, wow.
That's a hard gig. I did it every Saturday when I was 19,
wow.
Which made it even harder, getting up that early on a Saturday when you're 19. It's not easy. But good fun, good way to learn. And I was lucky. I had the chance to play with some of the most legendary Cajun musicians from that area.
So when is music played these days? Is it just on a kind of Saturday, or is it every day of the week?
Music's part of pretty much every aspect of life, from weddings to funerals, family get-togethers, on the weekends, dance halls, festivals. There's more festivals than I even know about. You know, there's festivals we haven't played or haven't even
really
been
after
to.
25 years.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them.
Well, I saw you cooking up a bit of chicken fricassee at the Taste of the World stage just a short while ago, and I heard you saying that food for Louisiana men is a way in which to seduce women. Is that right?
Well, you know, in any culture, I don't think it hurts to be a good cook, you know.
So that's why they're called the Playboys, is it? Your band.
Well, I don't know about that, but Kevin was the one cooking, and he did a great job. He's the best cook in the band, and we really had a lot of fun. It's a really great way to connect with the audience, and that's what you want as a musician. And being put in that situation, you know, I think it's just like having 200 people right there in your kitchen. Food and music, always a good way to start a conversation and a connection.
Steve, tell me, why do you think it is that Cajun music has very much remained at its roots?
It has. You know, it has changed over the years. Back in the old days, a Cajun band was maybe two fiddlers and an accordion and a guy on the triangle. And that's the music you would hear at house parties that were called fadodos or le bal de maison. And as time progressed, you know, we added the guitar and the steel guitar, some Texas influence. And, you know, we've always incorporated the sounds that we heard on the radio and other influences, but we've always managed to keep it very much South Louisiana. The Cajun people have been very good about adding these influences while still keeping the music very much who we are.
Oh, 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 oh grand sourire, sourire du râtelier, dans la bouche la vérité. Ça c'est nous, c'est des nouvelles ce soir. Bon Dieu, André, check Henry, bon Dieu.
Thank you. ser morte da ma vi.
Madame Fayel, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys bringing the Louisiana heat to Wiltshire. Well, we've got just enough time for music from one more group, Barul, the guys from the Isle of Man who played on our stage today. But before we hear from them, both Marianne Kennedy and Lucy Duran are here to tell us what they've got in store for us tomorrow. Marianne, what have we got in store?
Well, I'll be there at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, and we have, well, to be really quick, Hoonver 2, fantastic Tuvan throat singing. We have one of the festival's favourites, Rokia Traore, and live on the Radio 3 stage, we have from Barcelona, La Pegatina.
And Lucy, you're going to kick things off in the afternoon for us?
Yes, 1 o'clock, live on the Radio 3 stage. We start with Rupa Panessa, who's a young and very dynamic sitar player from Leicester. Then we go to, we're going to have a conversation with Andy Morgan about his book, Music, Culture and Conflict in Mali. We're going to hear from the wonderful singer Maluma, who's from Mauritania. And we're going to end with the fabulous Malawi Mouse Boys.
So Marianne, just quick thing about Barul.
Okay, well, two of these guys we met before with Jamie Smith's Madeline, who were representing Wales a couple of years ago here at WOMAD. One of them had the great good fortune to marry a woman from the Isle of Man, and they've been part of the resurgence of traditional music
from the Manx side. They've reasserted their place in the Celtic world. They named their band after one of the great peaks in the Isle of Man, and really I think we can expect something very special. They're going to play just a very small part of their set, finishing with the Girls of Balaguer.
Thanks very much, Marianne. Lucy, so till we see you again tomorrow, here's Barul.
Thank you very much, cheers. And thanks to Greg Jockin there for the vocals. We'll see Greg again in a short while.
Now, who here is camping? Is anyone? Big cheer for the people that are camping, hey? Very good. Well, do you not find when you're camping that the noise around is kind of like amplified by the tent? You kind of just sitting about in front of the candles or whatever, and you go, I think, oh, it's about time for bed. So you go away to bed, and you're lying there, and everything just gets more intense. Do you know what I think? Well,
is that a joke? Intense.
Did you get it? Intense? No? Okay. But anyway, so I was in my tent this morning, baking away.
Leave the baby in his cot and leave your bread and beer. Leave your warm and tender touch and all that you hold dear. Hey, heart, take to the road and let's now go. Leave the baby in his cot, leave your bread and beer. And take me to the mountain through the mist and failing light. Take a salve and lantern with us deep into the night. Hey, heart, take to the road and let's now go. Take me to the mountain, the mist and fading well and out across the moor, seek him where the savage cliff clutches to the shore. Hey ho, seek him high and seek him low, seek him down the deepest well, out across the moor. We came at length upon the roof where carved into the slate appeared a mighty fortress that was sealed with golden gates. Now is the master home. We came upon a fortress sealed with golden gates. A blast of fury fills the air, a blinding flash of light. And at a gay burgess roof, a giant voice calls in the night.
And we rejoin Lopa Guattari and Lucy Duran at WOMAD tomorrow afternoon, just after the 1 o'clock news. Then we'll be back to WOMAD again for a late-night visit from 11:15. And for full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, see the Radio 3 website. That's at bbc.co.uk/radio3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. And now, Through the Night with Catriona Young.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 Music Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. We have the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra to thank for our concert tonight, an old Brahms programme they gave in October 2011. They started with his first symphony, which of all his works he found the most difficult to write. Beethoven's Ninth was a hard act to follow, and Schumann made it worse by announcing that Brahms would indeed become the next Beethoven. He first had a go at a symphony when he was 21, but it was another quarter of a century before he finally dared to unveil one. It turned out to be worth the wait, and Brahms's first symphony was hailed by critics and the public as worthy of being Beethoven's 10th.